devastating outcome. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Seven people have now been confirmed dead following a Pennsylvania chocolate factory explosion. Mayor Samantha Kaag details damage to nearby buildings.
There will be three buildings condemned around the current site, which is just a precaution as we move into the investigation phase to figure out what caused this and how we can prevent anything from happening like this in the future. This doesn't mean they are slated for demolition or uninhabitable, simply that there will still be work happening around them as we proceed and will need to be looked at further.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro announced that resources would be made available to support the ongoing recovery efforts. Tens of thousands of protesters demonstrating across Israel following Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's abrupt firing of his defense minister for opposing his plan to overhaul the judicial system. Fox's Trey Yingst is in the midst of the unrest in Jerusalem.
Police in Jerusalem are clashing with demonstrators outside of the Prime Minister's residence. They're using water cannons to try to move these protesters.
This comes as Israeli officials are concerned the demonstrations will create a fracture in Israeli society and ultimately create a security incident that could endanger the entire Jewish state.
Israel's largest trade union saying it will strike in protest of Netanyahu's plan. A strike could potentially halt large parts of the nation's economy. The FDIC saying it has agreed to First Citizens Bank's bid to acquire troubled Silicon Valley Bank. The North Carolina-based bank's purchase involves the sale of all deposits and loans of Silicon Valley Bank, which collapsed on March 10th. It was the second largest bank failure in U.S. history. New York-based Signature Bank's collapse soon followed, raising concerns about the nation's banking system. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Lawmakers expressing bipartisan support on the Sunday talk shows for President Biden's strike on Iranian forces after an Iranian drone killed a U.S. contractor Thursday. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports from the White House.
U.S. officials say all was quiet last night in Syria for the first time in 4 days after repeated attacks by those Iranian-backed proxy forces against some of the 900 U.S. troops deployed there. The top general commanding all U.S. forces in the Middle East says his soldiers have been attacked nearly 80 times since President Biden took office. The U.S. has retaliated 4 times. Over the past 2 years, the White House has tried to pivot away from the Middle East to focus on Asia and China's military and economic rise and support Ukrainian forces in Europe, of course. In recent weeks, China has moved in, brokering a deal in Beijing for Saudi Arabia and Iran to resume relations.
The Biden administration saying they'll make all necessary measures to defend the American people. A flight leaving a major metropolitan airport facing a scary moment. Fox's Karen McHugh with the story.
A Delta Airlines flight from Los Angeles to Seattle was delayed Saturday morning, and for good reason. As the plane was taxiing on the runway at LAX and headed for takeoff, a passenger suddenly rushed from the rear of the aircraft towards the front and asked a flight attendant, "What do I do now?" The man was asked to sit back down when he abruptly ran for one of the plane's emergency doors, popped it open, and then slid down the deployed emergency slide. Passengers said the man then jumped onto a baggage cart where he was held down by luggage workers until police arrived. He was taken to a hospital for a mental evaluation. There were no injuries. The passengers were then put onto another plane.
The Final Four in this year's NCAA tournament is all set. It'll be San Diego State versus Florida Atlantic and Miami versus UConn. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.